yes. All right. Thank you, Francie. Nice little funny diversion. Tell people where they can check you out.
At Francie57, sometimes in Twitch or Discord, like in Kenny Picks that came from Cleveland chat. Not on Facebook an awful lot. I'm not on a lot of social media a lot anymore anyway, just because.
No handle on Truth Social?
What? Truth?
No handle on Truth
Social. Oh, God, no. No. And no MeWe and no Gab and no Tinder and Hinter, no Grindr, none of that.
Well, you deleted your Grindr account. Wow.
Oh, my God. That'd be just lovely. How vulgar. Big Fatty, wherever you are.
He's on a cruise.
I know, of a lifetime. Woohoo. Yeah,
cruise of a lifetime.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, wherever you are. Volga!
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3874. The BFO for Monday the 12th of December 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, but first, I'm going to open that package from Friday, Big Fatty. Waiters, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you can't wait us today because y'all, if you will remember from the show, y'all, I had opened Miss Bacon's can and I had a package and y'all, I ran out of time. So before I do anything else today, we're going to open this package. Could you draw it out any longer? Well, you know, you just kind of got away from me. Y'all, package here. We're just going to open it up. We're going to see what we got here. And y'all, I don't know what this is. Let's just see. It's, it is from Moose P. It's from Moose P, and y'all, we're just going to open it up here and see what we got. Big Fatty. Oh! Big Fatty. All right, let's just see. Y'all, we got a GO8029S and a GO8029D. Big Fatty. Let's see what the D is first. And we're just going to open it up here and see what we got. Oh, Big Fatty. It's wrapped in the bubbles. It is. And what is that? Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Dorothy. Dorothy. And not from the Wizard of Oz, from the Golden Girls. It's an ointment, y'all. The other one is, see what this one is. And oh, y'all, it is Sophia ointment. Big Fatty, those are as cute as they can be. They are indeed. Moose, thank you so much for that. That is just lovely. And y'all, I'm going to put a picture of those two ointments and Miss Bacon's cat up on the www at noon today. Thank you. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. I'm a little behind on my tea drinking, but I do have the Friday and Saturday versions that I want to share with you. Y'all, the one on Friday was it was the Black Currant Beauty, and it was you know, I don't know, but y'all, it was probably my least favorite. Least favorite of all the teas I've had so far. And then the Saturday one, which I'm getting ready to try right now, is the Elderberry and Echinacea. Oh, ready, the Echinacea. Oh, that's lovely. So y'all, we're just going to give it a try right now. That's pretty good. It's certainly better than Friday, so y'all, I'll catch up on the Sunday and the Monday teas on the little show tomorrow, and y'all, I am way behind on the Sudoku, so I'm going to try to catch up on some of those. Y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. y'all got up morning and did my did my nipple walk, then I what did I do? Then y'all, I finished packing the valise and I was off on the morning. I wasn't on the morning nipple walk, y'all. I was on my way to up to Greenville, South Kakalaki, and y'all. That's where the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert was gonna be. Y'all, let's try it. Yeah, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and the doors open at 2, I say, chew, and so, y'all, I left a little bit before 11 a.m. in the morning in old Ruby Red, and it's about 3 hours up to the event space, and y'all parked old Ruby Red and got over to the arena, and y'all, I was a little early. I must have made good time. Yes, Big Fatty, left foot, so y'all got there, and y'all, they didn't open the doors until 2:15, and y'all, it was rainy, and the wind was blowing, it's cold. Big Fatty, it sounds like the old people had plenty to gripe about, it's true. And so y'all finally let us in, and y'all, I had to tee-tee. I couldn't hold it anymore, so I ran to the turl, y'all, then after that, y'all, I was hungry, and I saw a place that had tachos, and not nachos, but tachos, and y'all, it was tater tots, and I got it topped with smoked barbecue chicken and cheese, and y'all, it got to, and I got me a big old iced tea. Big Fatty that had to tea again, I bet. Well, I did, but anyway, y'all got to the seats. My brother and sister-in-law were already there. They had just gotten to the seats right before I did. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, we had really nice seats. Let's see. What else? Had really nice seats. Y'all, the show was... how long did it go? It started a little late because they didn't let everybody in on time. So I guess it started about 3:15 and it ended about, I don't know. It was probably about 5:15, 5:30, something like that. And y'all, it's a heavy rock and roll Crema music, and it had a story that went with it and everything. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The Rock and Rollers, they had the long hiya. I thought of Steve the Tater several times during the event, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, I thoroughly enjoyed it. There were a couple of things they could have left out. Because I felt like it ran a little bit too long. But, you know, all in all, an excellent, excellent performance. And, y'all, technically, the technical showmanship was just absolutely outstanding. And, we left the arena and drove to my brother and sister-in-law's home, except we made a stop at the Mexican restaurant. They wanted to have some Mexican food and a margarita, and so we stopped there, and I ain't really happy. I ordered a little something, but I mainly just kind of picked at it, and my brother took it home and had it for lunch one day. And y'all got to their house and got unpacked and everything. And y'all, I was tired. I was tired. And so, y'all, I took the go-to-bed pills and I went to bed. And my brother says, well, what time do you normally wake up? I said, oh, about, you know, 6:30 to 7. He says, well, you know where the coffee is. I said, thank you for calling. Y'all, didn't wake up till 8:20 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. He was already up and having his coffee and everything. And, y'all, then on Saturday, my sister-in-law, y'all, I'm tired today, too. My sister-in-law and I went on a nipple walk. It was more than a nipple walk. It was a maxi nipple walk. And, y'all, we walked about 7.5 miles. And she would see folks that she knew in the area, and we'd have to stop and talk, and it was very nice. And got back to the house, and what did we do then? My brother wanted to take me out on the lake. Big Fatty, was he gonna push you in? No, I don't think so. Well, if he was, he didn't. what did I do? Well, we went out on the lake on their little, kind of party boat, and rode around, I don't know, probably about 45 minutes. Yeah, it's cold, but it was nice out there, nice and calm. And, and he was enjoying, you know, it's, you do things that they want to do that, they think you'll enjoy. So y'all, I enjoyed it, but I had a blanket on my legs. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just like the elderly at the home. Well, yes. Then we came back and y'all, we went, my sister-in-law wanted to see me actually make cheese cookies, and so I did. And Big Fatty, I think she just wanted you to do it. Well, maybe, but she saw how I did it, and y'all, they came out fine. And then we went to supper. Y'all, we went to this semi-fancy restaurant. I mean, they had cloth tablecloths and napkins and all, so I consider that kind of fancy. And y'all, the drink special was a house-made sangria. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Delicious, I tell you. And y'all, then I had a wedge solid for my supper, and then I had short ribs and mashed potatoes. And y'all, I was fat as a pig. Fat as a pig, I tell you. Because y'all, I'd had a ham sandwich, honey-baked ham, sandwich at lunchtime. Y'all, just fat as a pig. And y'all, after that, we walked around the little town square up in Hooterville. And, Big Fatty, I didn't know there was a Hooters there. No, Hooterville. Oh, my best to Sam Trucker. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, we got home and y'all, we had a traditional eggnog. I always used to go over to my brother and sister-in-law's house on Crumma Eve and help Santa Claus put out the toys for the children, my nieces. But y'all, they're 29 and 32 years old. But anyway, so we continued the tradition of having the eggnog. And y'all, it was the perfect nightcap. And y'all hit the hay a little bit before 11. Y'all, I was up late, I tell you. And then woke up Sunday morning, and my sister-in-law, I got her to do the Wordle, and y'all, she's got me started on Quartle. It's like four Wordles being played at the same time, or six being played. I guess it's four. And then something called, what is it called? Let me just look here. B, Patty. It is called, that's Quartle. It has the four. And yeah, there's one called Waffle. And y'all, they're all kind of word games with moving the letters around and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, I thought I'd give them a try since she took my advice and started with the Wordle. I figure I'd take her advice and try those two for a little while. And then, y'all, did not do a nipple walk at all on Sunday, but... anyway, I packed the car, packed Ruby Red, and y'all, cheapest gas I saw on the trip up was $2.77 a gallon, and I thought that was pretty good. And so I packed up Ruby Red, and I left, a little bit before noon, and started heading towards Hatlanta. And stopped and filled up Ruby Red, and it rained on me most of the way down to Hatlanta, and y'all, it looks like I'm gonna have to tell you the rest on Tamari's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'm not quite sure. I'm maybe having lunch with my cousin on Monday. And y'all got to go visit the Hats at some point. But don't know if that'll be Monday or Tuesday. Y'all, the Podcasters of America dinner has been moved to Tuesday night. And y'all, if you're in the Hatlanta area and you'd like to come, just get in touch with Big Patty, and I'll let you know all the deets, as the kids say. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the folks from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show, and Francie, I brought the special chair with me. What do you think about that?
Big Patty, wherever you are.
Oh, yes, it's always vulgar until until you find someone that is.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.